Eric Eggers, George Soros funding efforts for voting loopholes and get out the vote campaigns. By Robert Krajicek on September 22, 2020. Billionaire leftist George Soros funds both legal challenges against voting laws and get out the vote campaigns to assist Democrats, explained Government Accountability Institute research director Eric Eggers, author of Fraud: How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. Offering his comments on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Jerome Hudson. Legal organizations filing lawsuits that undermine the integrity of elections regarding voting laws have the same benefactors as leftist Get Out the Vote organizations, such as the now-defunct Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN, and La Raza, Eggers remarked. We've discovered that the people that were filing lawsuits to protect what we found to be notable loopholes that help make elections and keep elections very vulnerable to fraud were the same groups shared a funding source with these groups like ACORN and La Raza, Eggers stated. Organizations funded by Soros's Open Society Foundations round up and wrestle as many potential voters, illegal or otherwise, as they can, Eggers said. He added that ballots collected through such operations are then forced through the loopholes the lawyers were fighting in court to protect. Listen. The Washington Free Beacon reported on George Soros funding the Center for Popular Democracy Action Fund, an organization running voter drives and challenging voter identification laws. Eggers highlighted how states won by President Donald Trump in the 2016 election, which were previously won by former President Barack Obama, are being targeted by the Soros-funded left-wing political infrastructure, including both lawfare and voter drives. Eggers observed, "It's not a surprise to me or anybody that this is a very much a legal fight as much as it is a fight at the ballot box. You're seeing an organized, well-funded and well-orchestrated attack by Mark Elias. I know you're trying to keep the tinfoil in the cupboard, but George Soros has money in many of these efforts. It is not an accident that we're seeing the key states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, right?" The New York Times reported in 2015 on a Soros-funded legal campaign, led by Mark Elias, former general counsel for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, to change voter ID laws in Ohio and Wisconsin. Elias has also led legal challenges to other voting laws, including certain timeframes on early voting. Eggers noted how left-wing legal pursuits are characterized by favoring access over security. Democrats and the broader left are using the coronavirus outbreak as a pretext to further erode election security, he added. In the name of safety, we may inadvertently threaten the health of American democracy, Eggers warned. Hudson asked, are Republicans prepared to fight the legal battles that they should have known are coming? Eggers replied, yeah, because it turns out Republicans go to law school also, right? There's a whole army of Republicans, many of whom I've met and interviewed. These are guys on the ground fighting in the courthouse in Philadelphia. They're fighting in the courthouse in Lansing and in these battlegrounds. Eggers concluded, Republican election law lawyers very much understand what's at stake. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.